Hi, it's Nicola here. Before we get started with the podcast episode, I have some very exciting news to share. My book, The Career Confidence Toolkit, Take Control of Your Career and Fulfill Your Potential, is now available in both paperback and Kindle format. If you find yourself struggling to answer the question, what is it I want to do when I grow up? Or if you find yourself lying awake at night, reflecting on the day, and thinking there's got to be more to life than this, then the Career Confidence Toolkit is for you. The toolkit will allow you to take control and navigate your career with purpose and with passion. My objective is for you to wake up each morning, excited about the day ahead, and going to work with a spring in your step, knowing that your unique talents are being fully utilised and you are achieving your potential. Now, the toolkit is in the format of a book, but it's not just for you to read and then move on. It is a highly practical guide that will not just teach you how to take ownership of your career, it will also reveal the secrets of finding deep satisfaction in the work that you do. It will take you on a step-by-step journey, full of actionable tips and real-life stories from people who have paved their own paths to career happiness. You'll discover how to build an unshakable confidence in your abilities, and you'll also learn how to embrace the ever-evolving world of work and do so with courage and with resilience. You can find the book on Amazon by searching for Nicola Semple, or if you prefer, you can purchase via my website by going to nicolasemple.com/book. I can't wait to hear what you think of it. Hello and welcome to the Career Confidence Podcast, where we explore how you can build your career with confidence in this ever-changing world. I'm your host, Nicola Semple, and I work with professional women to help them achieve their career goals. And I also work with organisations to help them develop and retain their talent. Now, if you follow me on LinkedIn, or you might have heard me talking about this in a previous podcast episode, but I have been writing a book. And I am very, very pleased to say that we're nearing publication date. It won't be long before the Career Confidence Toolkit, Take Control of Your Career and Fulfill Your Potential, is unleashed onto the world. And don't worry, when it is, I will be shouting from the rooftops when it is available for you to buy. As I've reached the end of the book writing process, I've been reflecting on my lessons learned. And I want to share them with you today because they're also very relevant when it comes to building your career. So the first thing, whether it is book writing, whether it is building your career, or really pretty much anything, the first thing's to get clear on your own version of success. You'll have heard me talk about this many times on the podcast, but it can be so easy to lose sight of what success looks like to you. So when I first started to talk about writing a book, lots of people that I know were asking me how I was going to go about getting a publishing contract. And then as I started to delve into the process, I discovered that unless a publisher stumbles across you by accident, then proactively getting a publishing contract is a very lengthy process, and there are absolutely no guarantees that you'll be successful. When I thought about this, I realised that my whole purpose wasn't to be an author. And by that I mean, my main purpose is not to write books and to generate an income from writing books. My main purpose, the thing that I love to do and the thing that I believe I'm good at, is helping people build their career confidence. And when I really thought about it, it didn't seem like a good use of my time to be pursuing a publishing contract with one of the big name publishing houses. because even if you do manage to secure a publishing contract, the timescales for traditional publishing are so long, it could take multiple years before the book would be released. So instead, I decided to work with an independent editor and self-publish my book, so that I could guarantee I could get it out into the world in as short a time frame as possible. But this then threw up all sorts of questions for me. If I self-published, does that mean I'm not a real author because a publishing house hasn't taken me on? Will other people look down on me because I've self-published? And if I don't go through a traditional publishing route, does that mean that my book won't be as widely distributed and fewer people will read it? So I had all these thoughts rumbling around in my head, and I had to take my own advice and hone in on what success looked like for me in the context of writing this book. So when I got really clear on it, what success looked like for me was getting the methodology that I use with clients out of my head and onto paper. And that way, people who can't afford to work with me are able to at least make some inroads towards getting career clarity. Some people are always going to need that one-to-one support to help them, but others can go a long way with some guided thinking and some reflection prompts. Another thing that I really wanted to achieve with the book was establishing my credibility as a career confidence expert. I share a lot of content on LinkedIn and also here on the podcast, but I wanted to create an extended piece of work that really demonstrated what I know and what I have to offer in the career development space. And finally, I wanted to give people a flavour of my personality and what I'm like to work with. So when I reflected on what success meant to me, it was clear that it didn't matter whether I released the book through a big publishing house or I self-published. The most important thing was to get the book out into the world. So in the context of your career, I want to encourage you to get super clear on what success means to you. It's so easy to get wrapped up in what other people are doing or what you think you should be doing, but none of that matters. You need to do what's right for you. Another lesson learned is, it's again something I come back to time and time again, and that is always begin with the end in mind. You might recognise this phrase from Stephen Covey's book, The 7 Habits of Highly Successful People. Effectively, what he's saying is figure out where you want to get to, know what you're aiming for, and then work back from there. So when I was planning out the book, the three words that I wanted people to use when they described it were practical, easy to follow, and supportive. So every step of the way, I had to make sure that what I was creating was practical, easy to follow, and supportive. And knowing that made it so much easier to pick the right content and to create the tone of voice that I wanted in my writing. And again, in your career, beginning with the end in mind is super important. If you don't know where it is you want to go, then how are you going to know what you need to do to get there? I think this is so important that I've devoted 2 chapters of the Career Confidence Toolkit to help you figure that out, to help you work out and define what your end looks like. So the first chapter on this is about creating your career vision. That's that big picture of what you want from your career. And then the second chapter is about creating your career goals. This is where you get super specific about what it is exactly that you need to do in the short term to take you a step closer to achieving that vision. And that actually leads me nicely onto my third and final learning that I want to share with you. And that is, if a task or a goal feels daunting, then break it down and just focus on one step at a time. I can tell you, in the early days, there were moments when I would ask myself, how on earth am I going to navigate my way through writing and then self-publishing a book while still working with clients, releasing the podcast every couple of weeks, keeping up with everything involved in running my business, and also looking after a family. At times it felt overwhelming. And the way I managed to work through that was just to break things down one step at a time. So when I was in the planning phase, all I had to focus on was planning. When I was in the writing phase, it was writing. I wasn't trying to jump ahead and figure out the intricacies and the mechanics of self-publishing. I'd often look at the things on my to-do list and think, right, that's a next month thing to think about, or that's a next week thing to think about. If I tried to think about it all at the one time, it was completely overwhelming. So I just told myself, I just need to focus on the task at hand. Get that done, and then I can move on to the next thing. So when it comes to your career, I'd encourage you to do the same. If you know there's a promotion you want to go after in the longer term, you don't need to be doing all the things to get the right experience to be able to go for it. Work out what you need to do and tackle them one step at a time. If you want to get involved in cross-departmental projects, but your current day job has you working at full or maybe even over capacity, just focus on your day job for now. Your career is a marathon and not a sprint. I know the temptation is to want everything to happen and to happen yesterday. But sometimes things just need to take time. And on that note, it's actually taken me just over 2 years to create the Career Confidence Toolkit, which is at least a year longer than I thought it was going to take. But sometimes things need to take longer than you would like. I was having a chat with one of my beta readers who said she was so relieved when she started reading because the content was good and she didn't have to tell me otherwise. She was saying she receives quite a few manuscripts to review and often she has to work out how to let the author down gently. And this made me realise that if I had written the book in the original timescale planned, it wouldn't be anywhere near as clear or as focused as it is now. It's taken me that extra time to evolve my thinking, get clear on the content that I wanted to share, and really hone in on the practical activities that people need to get that career clarity. So sometimes it pays to take more time to get a better result. I hope you gleaned some insights from these lessons learned. Drop me an email at nicola@nicolasemple.com and let me know. Also, if you would like to be among the first to know when the book's available to buy, do sign up to my mailing list at nicolasemple.com/backyourself. You'll get my free guide, Back Yourself, and you'll also be notified as soon as the book is released. And I will be sharing some special launch day special offers with you. That's all for this week. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll talk to you again very soon. Bye for now.